Before we start, it is important to say that the opinions expressed in the Shutter Sports podcast are individual and not necessarily a representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University as a whole. Thank you for listening. And as always, whether you agree or disagree, we invite you to join the discussion on Instagram at Shutter Sports Media or Twitter at Shutter Sports M.
Welcome to the Shutter Sports podcast. I'm your host, Eli, and today I'm joined by
Clint,
Austin,
and Cam.
From the little leagues
to the pros,
this is your weekly sports show.
Welcome to the Shutter Sports podcast.
Take a seat at the table as we discuss.
On today's episode, we will be discussing the NFL offseason and breaking down the moves that have been made and the moves we want to see. Here's how today's episode will work. We will go around the table and shout out our favorite teams and what they should do this offseason, then look at the league as a whole. Let's start with everybody's favorite team and their offseason wish list. So I'm going to swing over to you, Clint.
I am a Dolphins fan, sadly, and my wish list for the offseason is to just bring back our offensive line. Our defense is pretty banged up. Like, we lost Phillips to injury at the end of last year, and it was a big injury to him. Popped his Achilles, and then I believe Bradley Chubb also tore his ACL. So our defense is kind of cooked. So I'm just hoping we can just re-sign all our free agents, because we need to bring back Wilkins, because our defensive line is kind of hammered right now. And then we need to invest as much in the offensive line as possible to help Tua, because he's clearly had injury issues. And I think we'll see whether we need to extend him or just let him walk after next year.
I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, and Santa came early this year, gave us back Mike Evans. Love that. That's honestly, I want him to be a Buck for life, and I think he wants to be a Buck for life, so that's a great combination. But we just need to re-sign our star players. We can't let them walk. Lavonte David, we need back. Antoine Winfield replaced the franchise tag, but that's a placeholder for a long-term deal, because he is, I believe, the best safety in the league. And, there's a few players we could go after to strengthen the squad, but first and foremost, we do need to re-sign people. And Baker Mayfield, he needs to return. He'd be stupid to go to Atlanta or any of the other places, because we've given him a new OC. We would be, not by choice, but we kind of had to. But we've given him back Mike Evans. He's still got a good O-line. He's still got studs around him. This is the place where he can thrive and continue his resurgence of his career. So that he needs to stay in Tampa. And, we need him as much as he needs us.
So Baker Mayfield is the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this foreseeable future, you believe?
Yeah, I don't see him going anywhere else, and he's we're the team he wants to come back to. Of course, people like to test free agency, see if they can get money thrown at them, because generational wealth nowadays kind of takes priority. But if he wants to keep playing for long, the Bucks are the place for him to be.
Over to you, Cam.
Hooday, baby! My favorite team is the Cincinnati Bengals. So after a very injury-riddled season, it's really hard to predict the precise weaknesses on this team, but we haven't had a consistent tight end in a few years now, so this isn't free agency-wise, but I want us to target Brock Bowers in the draft from Georgia. If we don't get Brock Bowers, I want us to get either Hunter Henry or Hayden Hurst, or bring back Hayden Hurst, just a solid tight end to fill in that role. Hayden Hurst would be ideal because he's familiar with Joe Burrow's game and the playbook and the coaching staff. And along with the tight end, I want to bring a new right tackle to fill in Jonah Williams, who's likely leaving in free agency. Hope preferably on a one-year prove-it deal, someone like Tyron Smith from the Cowboys or Mekhi Becton from the Jets. Two very solid left tackles who could be moved to right. And along with those two, or one of those two, I'd like to sign Tyre Tart from the Tennessee Titans, because DJ Reader is coming off two torn quad injuries over the last 3 years, and he's like turning 31 this year. I don't think he's staying at the same level he was, and we need somebody to fill in that role that he's leaving, and Tyre Tart is a very solid D tackle. usually playing behind Jeffrey Simmons in Tennessee, but he's going to be the lead D tackle on this Bengals team, and I think an $8 million, $9 million deal would work really well for him.
So we heard about your favorite teams. We heard about what moves we want to see being made to the Dolphins, what moves to the Bucks, moves you want to see the Bengals make. Now we're going to move on to notable moves that have been made league-wise already this offseason, and we'll start things off with Clint.
Well, so far it's just been like a lot of tagging or not tagging, like deciding who you're going to keep, like on your one franchise tag spot. And like I think the most important one, sorry to steal this from Cam, but it's probably T. Higgins getting franchise tagged is I think probably the most important one. A lot of people are talking about him as like the best wide receiver on the market if you were to make it there. But I think the Bengals smartly decided to keep him. They do have like a loaded receiving room with like Chase as well. But I think it was a good decision to bring him back. I could see them like looking to trade him, like tag and trade as well. But like I think there would be a lot of suitors if they did look to do that. But I feel like that's by far been the most impactful or biggest move, at least for me personally, this offseason so far.
As a fan, I definitely agree. It puts Tyler Boyd on the chopping block, but T. Higgins is too good to pass up.
My biggest one, apart from, you know, the bias of, you know, Evans resigning and Winfield getting tagged, was the Ravens tagging Madubuike. He's a stud for them. They'll get a long-term extension done. This is just a placeholder like the franchise tag usually is, unless, you know, teams are just really trying to keep hold of their star player, like, forcefully, that wants to leave. But Madubuike, 13 sacks last season, ranked 9th in the league, 11 straight games with at least half a sack. He is one of the reasons why the Ravens were as dominant as they were, made it that far. But the Ravens have a lot of players that they need to keep and to bring in. And starting with Madubuike, that was a great start.
I like Madubuike as well, actually. That also puts Patrick Queen, Jadeveon Clowney, and Odell Beckham Jr. all on the chopping block for that Ravens team that could get decimated after a AFC Championship run last year. But I would have to go with the Legarius Sneed tagging for the Kansas City Chiefs, because that leaves Chris Jones open. And that's a big-time free agent for a lot of contending teams that could go after and really leave a massive hole into that Chiefs defense who was so good last year. But keeping Legarius Sneed was a must for the Kansas City Chiefs. He has consistently been a top-10 corner and was like a matchup nightmare for every single AFC team in the playoffs.
Can I add one thing to my Dolphins? I forgot to mention this before. If Michael Penix falls to the second or third round, like if he falls to day two, I am praying that we scoop him up, because like Tua is a lefty quarterback. Penix is obviously a lefty quarterback. I think Penix was very talented. He obviously like helped lead Washington to the college football playoff last year. And I think it would be like sort of a seamless transition, and we could like keep Tua this year if he does well. Like if they choose not to extend him in the offseason, if he does really well, then be like, okay, he's our guy. And then they could either look to move Penix after that, or just have Penix as like a injury insurance, because Tua like does have a lot of serious injury concerns. Mm-hmm. Like obviously he had the leg injury in college, and then like the concussion issues are getting like real bad in the NFL. So I would really like to see Penix if he falls. Like I don't think he's worth taking their first round pick on him, but if he falls into day two, I would love it if they scooped him up.
Do you I've got a question for you. Do you personally believe that Penix is better than Tua?
I don't know if I believe that Penix is better than Tua, but I could see financial wise it being better than Tua, because like I think Tua is very underrated. Like I think he slept on. Like I know he has like choking problems, but like there are a lot of teams in the league that like Tua is as good as their quarterback. Like, not that many quarterbacks are like that much of an upgrade over Tua, and like he's like top-notch system quarterback, and like it's a lot easier to get worse than better. But I just think like if you have to pay him like Justin Herbert or like Mahomes, if you have to give him a mega deal, I don't think he's worth that. But if you can get him in like the mid-money range, I totally would. But like if they're like have to choose between either picking a quarterback for the future or giving Tua a mega deal, then I'd rather just have Penix, because I don't think he's that like I think Penix is pretty good. I like Penix in Washington, and I think he has the potential to be like almost as good as Tua, and I think money wise it would just make a lot more sense, especially if he was like grabbed in day two, because then he wouldn't be on as big of a deal. Mm-hmm. So
do you, in that draft that Tua got taken, would you have preferred Herbert?
I would have. And the draft before, like, I was begging. Like, I remember watching the draft. I was like, please take Lamar. I really wanted Lamar. I was a huge fan of Lamar in college. And then they didn't take him. And I was like, oh, damn. And then I wanted Herbert, not because of football, but because I love the Oregon jerseys. So I had inherent bias towards Herbert because I loved those jerseys. So he was, like, my favorite, like, prospect in that draft. But, yeah.
He's also a very handsome man.
Herbert is. He's got some hair. Hair goals.
That is, oh, man.
So now that we know who's off the market, what big names are still out there?
I
do we
want
to just take turns going in a circle until somebody gives up?
Yeah,
let's just
why
do
not?
It. I think the biggest one's got to be Saquon Barkley, right?
Yeah.
He is on an absolutely crappy Giants roster right now and is, I'd say, 99.99% leaving. So I think the biggest targets for him to go are, I'd probably say the Houston Texans, because he'd make them an automatic Super Bowl contender. On a young roster with good chemistry, good coaching staff, I'm pretty sure they have a large amount of cap space as well.
They do, I believe. I think they're like top five in cap space.
They're fourth in cap space. They got $70 million to work with. So I think it's got to be the Houston Texans for Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, keeping on that trend. This is a running back stacked free agency class. I'm looking at it now. I'm not gonna name them all because we could honestly just name them all.
Oh, we can name all the running
backs. But I'm gonna go back to running backs as well. Derrick Henry is on the right team. He can go back to what we know him for of just domination. Like with the like on the Dolphins as well, which I think is his preferred destination. Like, with the Tyreek Hill deep threat, you've got to sag off Tyreek Hill or else he will get about 200 yards a game on you. And, well, I mean, if they brought in Derrick Henry, because A-Chain and Mostert were very good this year, but
having
they both
a power
had,
back on that team would really help.
Yeah.
Because they rely a lot on speed. Like, Mostert and A-Chain are, like, two
Their
of the fastest running backs.
Speed.
And then, like, Hill and Waddle are, like, the fastest receiving duo in the league. Like, if they brought in like power and then they'd keep A-Chain and then add like Derrick Henry, then like that combo of speed and power would just be insane.
Yeah, that'd be a huge gain for Miami if they could get him. But honestly, anywhere Derrick Henry goes could be very, very big because everyone's kind of like, okay, where's Saquon gonna go? That Derrick Henry kind of did get forgotten that he's a free agent. But once he signs somewhere and if it is the right team that has a receiver that's such a threat that it leaves Derrick Henry open to be able to just pound the rock constantly. Like you have to stop Derrick Henry before you stop the receiver, and it can be dangerous. So that's my number one guy.
Like, has Derrick Henry ever had like a good quarterback? Like, I know I'm a Dolphins fan. Like, Tannehill was our quarterback for years.
Tannehill was like considered a top 10 quarterback at one point.
He was
like,
if he was
that
if
was
he
with
was 10,
AJ
he was
Brown
10.
On the roster.
I've never liked Tannehill. He's always been that overrated player to me. Like, you'll never win a Super Bowl with Ryan Tannehill.
He's the definition of mid. Like,
yeah,
you couldn't get more mid at quarterback than
like,
Ryan Tannehill.
If you want a steady 8-8 season.
You
get Ryan Tannehill.
You
want Tannehill or you want to be in part of the Dallas Cowboys? Like,
yeah. So like Henry, if he went to a team that like actually had a good quarterback or like a great passing game, like that would be insane.
Yeah.
Talk about good quarterbacks. My top pick for top free agent is going to be Kirk Cousins. Baker, I think he's the only other good quarterback that is a free agent. Baker, I feel like he's a lock to go back to Tampa Bay. But Kirk, I could see, like, I think Minnesota keeps him because they need to extend Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like long-term wise, it would make sense more for them to go and, like, target a quarterback in the draft. So I could see, like, another team scooping up Kirk, but yeah.
I think Kirk's more and more looking like an Atlanta Falcon by the days. But honestly, this isn't free agent deal. But if the Vikings lose Kirk Cousins and have to, you know, go for a quarterback, and there isn't any there that are notable, like, unless you want Ryan Tannehill or Russell Wilson to stink it up on your squad, I think they could go for Justin Fields, Minnesota. I think they could try and trade for Fields.
I was thinking the same thing of the Falcons. If the Falcons don't make the trade for Fields, I say they sign Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fields is in like up in the air right now, and yeah. if the Bears have already made their decision, hey, we're sticking with Fields, but just haven't told anybody, then this is all useless talk. But if they haven't made that decision and are still leaning towards Caleb Williams as well, then Justin Fields could very well find himself in Atlanta or in Minnesota with the best receiver in the league, and that could be huge for him.
Also, on like we were talking about Justin Fields and quarterbacks that need a second chance, I feel like one under the radar guy is like Trey Lance. I know the Cowboys just like decided to bring him back, but like
he's going for cheap, man.
I feel like you could get him for fairly cheap, and like if you're Minnesota and you miss out on Kirk Cousins, like if he goes somewhere else, if he walks, and like you don't want to give up a ton to get Justin Fields because you don't think he's that good, and like I feel like if Minnesota would cost, or they would need to spend more to get Justin Fields than like Atlanta or like the Raiders or any of those other teams, because they're in the same division as the Bears, so it's like they'd have to give up even more. So I feel like Lance could be an option, because like they're probably too late in the draft to like actually get a quarterback. Like other than May and Williams, like the next guys, like there's definitely a step down, and I feel like Daniels even goes before their pick. Mm-hmm. And like I wouldn't hand the keys to my future over to, you know, Bo Nix or JJ McCarthy. I'm a Michigan fan. I don't think JJ McCarthy's that good. I would not spend a first round pick on him. And then like if you're taking like chances, like I could see Trey Lance going for super cheap. And I feel like he deserves a shot somewhere. Like he didn't get one in San Francisco. He didn't get one in Dallas. I think the talent is still there. He's better than Jaren Hall.
Better.
The talent is there, but it's with Trey Lance, it's confidence now. Because not getting a shot in San Fran, getting beat by Mr. Irrelevant, then getting shipped off to just notably be a backup to Dak Prescott. Where's his head at right now? Like, does he believe he can even start anymore with everything that's happened to him? Like, if he goes somewhere and they're like, hey, we believe in you, you're the starter, maybe that gets him back up. Maybe that gets him in the right mindset, but like every picture I see of him, he looks really sad. Like every single time I see Trey Lance, he looks really sad, and it's like it's kind of concerning. But like I hope he gets a chance, because what was he, third overall,
something like that?
Yeah,
third overall.
He deserves at least one season to prove what he can do, and hopefully one team does give that to him.
He just needs a smile on his face.
Exactly. He does.
The confidence thing, you know, what would make me confident as a quarterback? Knowing that I have Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison to throw to. Like, that is one of the spots. Like, if you send him to, like, a crappy team, like, and he's just getting sacked all the time, like, his confidence is going to go down. Like, look at Bryce Young, Carolina. Is not confident. But, like, if you send him to a team with, like, actually great weapons, like, that is an easy way to build up confidence for a quarterback.
If you're giving Adam Thielen to your quarterback as the top target.
Yeah, DJ Chark.
You expect to get the number like one or two overall pick. Like, it's not fun over there in Carolina.
Yeah. No. I kind of want to move to defense right now because we already talked about Chris Jones, but the Daniil Hunter situation is going under the radar. He just came off his highest sack season with 16.5 and was just signed to a 1-year deal by Minnesota last year. So I think he's leaving. Where do you guys think Daniil Hunter's going? Who needs that top tier edge rusher?
I don't even, because like, I feel like if I'm Daniil Hunter, I would ask for a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many teams like have the cap space to get him. Like, there are a bunch of, like, all the teams that look like they should be adding a big pass rusher, like, likely don't have a ton of money to give.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like tough for him to find a spot.
So I think he does want to go to a contender.
Yeah.
So that's everyone pretty much, unless they've already won something and just want a bag now. Like,
Even then, there's some part of
there's
you
still part
still
of
wants
you that wants to win.
Yeah,
yeah.
But like,
and like, I mean, Daniil Hunter's getting up there. Like, was he like
he's 29?
Yep. Like, I feel like he doesn't have that many great years left. I would rather just go to a contender on like a cheap 1-year deal.
Yeah, you mentioned him earlier, but Patrick Queen.
Oh,
he's a huge, huge free agent.
The Ravens' defense is getting decimated this free agency.
I would love the Bucs to replace Devin White with Patrick Queen. Devin White was one of my favorites, but I don't know what happened with him this year.
I don't think the Ravens can afford him while they have Roquan Smith on the roster. Yeah. I think Patrick Queen's gone.
I think, yeah. I'd love for him to go to the Bucs, but that's a long shot. Does he look at the Bucs as a contender? Because he's 25. He has a long career ahead of him. He doesn't need to go to a contender
I think,
right now.
I think
but
at the moment he's focused on money. Who's going to pay him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also, like, Patrick Queen, great. I also just want to show some love to Kymie Fairbairn, the kicker. Kickers deserve some love, too. Come on, guys. He made 56 of 59 over the last two.
He was slaying this
year. I mean, realistically, he goes back to Houston. There's nothing, but...
Let's give him some money.
Pay the man. Oh, no, he did. He just got paid today. He just got paid. $15.9 million. Kymie Fairbairn, good for you.
So, finally, do we have anyone willing to shout out a prediction? What moves you think are going to be made? And what I did on the F1 episode, which everybody listening to this episode should have already listened to, but if you haven't, go give it a listen. We put a little bit of a wager on the line for predictions with a pie in the face.
Yeah.
So, are there any predictions that we think could turn into wagers, resulting in a possible pieing? I'll start it off with Clint.
I will put it out there that I think AFC and NFC championship games, I think the Lions make it, and I think that the Texans make it. Those are my two picks. Those are the two teams that were already in the playoffs last year that have the cap space to get better. I would say if neither of them... Or if one of the two of them doesn't make it, I'll take a pie in the face. I would do that.
My prediction is for the season that the New England Patriots will return to being a playoff team after this free agency.
That's insane.
I believe
Zappi?
No. With a rookie.
Jaden Daniels.
With a good rookie.
You're saying the Patriots are making the playoffs next season?
Yeah.
Who in that division?
Over who?
Well, the Jets, clearly.
Yeah, but like...
I'm loving this because this means a pie to Austin.
Are they better than...
I mean, the Bills are the Bills. They'll top the division. It's the Bills. But I believe the Pats can, because of their defense, and if they can get studs on offense, like say a Calvin Ridley or something, they...
Who is their number one wide receiver right now?
It's Bourne and he's a free agent, right? Is it not?
Kendrick Bourne?
Demario Douglas came through for them at the end of last year, but he's not someone you
rely
on.
You're resting a playoff spot on not the on back Demario of Douglas. Demario Douglas.
No. I'm saying what after free agency, say that because they have a lot of cap. They're gonna go spend.
They have $90 million.
Say they re-sign Hunter Henry. They go out.
I feel
and
like free agents will want to play in New England.
I mean, Damian Harris. Ramondre Stevenson. He's a good running back.
Yeah.
If they get a bit for their O-line, they get a Calvin Ridley. Partnering with like a Darnell Mooney or something.
They got to re-sign Mike Onwenu too, which is a must.
Yeah.
Which is a must for that roster.
And they can honestly go out and challenge the Dolphins if they don't get Henry. If the Dolphins don't get Henry, then they can go and make a challenge, I believe. But it all depends on having almost a perfect offseason for New England because the foundation is there. They just really need to get it right.
Well, for playoffs, I think this is obviously going to sound biased, but I think once the injuries stop for the Cincinnati Bengals, they make it back to the AFC Championship. Maybe not Super Bowl. You can never count out Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, obviously, but I think Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals make it back to the AFC Championship.
We're getting pied, buddy.
I don't know about that.
We're getting fired, buddy.
I don't know about that.
The Bengals, I don't think have enough in a growingly stacking like AFC. I don't think they'll have enough to beat out the Texans.
I would like to counter that.
The Chiefs.
Their entire secondary is like sophomore and third year players who are going to keep improving and keep getting experience in the playoffs. I think they're the most complete team in the AFC North.
So we've heard about each of your favorite teams and the moves you guys think they should make. We talked about some current free agents. We talked about moves that have already been made. And then we went on to talk about our predictions about both the rest of free agency and also some predictions for next season. I would like to thank everybody for joining us on the Shutter Sports Podcast. Be sure to follow and subscribe wherever you find your podcast. And don't be shy to join the discussion on any platform at Shutter Sports Media. Until next time, I'm your host, Eli, joined by
Cam Sterling,
Austin Terry,
Clint Householder,
and this has been the Shutter Sports Podcast.